Blog Talk Radio.
The dollars roll. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends that you have won. Again, let your power flow. Lift your name and call. Move the down and roll. Oh, yeah, you're still mighty and strong. Gonna be you to fight this battle for me.
I can do it.
And help me so I can tell all my friends. Oh, I wish I had a witness in the night, but you have won again. Anybody need the power in here? Come on, let your power go. When your name is called, move the diamond. Every time they talk about me, every time they lie, I'm your lady. So this is what I need you to do.
Need you to do it for me, Lord. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It just, it blesses me, brother and sister. I don't know about nobody else, but it, when I tell you his blessings, woo, hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I tell you, brothers and sisters, it's just, I have to praise him. I have to give him all of the glory. We are happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'll be so kind, to give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor, thank you for that song today. Amen. Amen. God has won again. Amen. We're going to give him praise. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Psalms 103, verses 1 through 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to thank you for another day. We're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you for what we're about to learn today, Father God. We just ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive it. Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor as he teaches this word today, Father God. Use him, Holy Ghost, and gird him up in your word as he will continue on teaching the word of God to all that are listening, all that come around, Father God, and especially each and every one on the broadcast, those that have called in and those who are listening by internet. Lord, just bless each and every one of us right now in the name of Jesus. Be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. We know we can trust you, Father God, for your word tells us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. And be with all those that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer as they go through any type of surgery or whatever it is they say. Your word said, by your stripes we're healed. And then just keep us all in perfect peace. Your word says, as long as we keep our mind stayed on thee, you will keep us in perfect peace. So bless each and every one. We're so thankful, Father God, for the healings that have gone forth, the testimonies and the deliverances, Father God, that have taken place, Father God. And we just give you praise for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Man, I'm excited about the Word of God. Pastor, I don't know, the Holy Spirit had to tell you to read that scripture because that's where we were at yesterday, and I wanted to go back there.
Okay.
And I really wanted to go there with the understanding that bless the Lord, oh my soul. And we were talking about blessing one another. Well, how about we need to bless God because we're spiritual now. And I want to talk about some of the blessings that God have given us. But it's important that you understand the third paragraph that said, and forget not all of his blessings. It's easy to forget his spirit. I'm talking about spiritual blessings, brothers. You don't want to forget that. And if you don't know what they are, then you need to find out what the benefits are. You're missing out, man. You're missing out if you're not cashing in on the benefits. You know, yesterday we were talking about benefits, and I shared with you all about the importance of the benefits on your job, even in marriage. I mean, anywhere you want to look at, there's benefits. It benefits in having children. Now, I know some of y'all may not think it is, but it is. It teaches you things. It helps you to grow up. It helps you to mature. It helps you to see things from a different perspective. Just by having children, there's a benefit, but you got to look for them. Then when you find them, do not forget all. He says all. That tells me there's a lot of benefits there. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's easy to forget. See, to forget is to lose the remembrance, unable to think, unable to recall the goodness. You know, it's easy to forget. We make ourselves forget things. But, boy, you don't want to forget the benefits of God.
Amen.
You don't want to. And I'm going to tell you, here's how you forget. By not doing. Cease doing it. Let it become obsolete. Let what God did for you come secondary. I know some people say, well, it was unintentionally, and I get all of that. But listen, brothers and sisters, sometimes we'll forget old friends. Don't do that.
Amen.
Sometimes we'll intentionally overlook things. But when you start doing that, you'll find yourself forgetting.
Amen. Yeah.
To see remembering or noticing. And there's a lot of things, and we fall into that sometimes, especially when we think about the things that God has given us. You don't ever want to lose sight. Ooh, I just wish I had time, man. You don't want to miss it. To forget is as to miss it. To be unable to recall or think. You don't ever want to get in that place.
Amen.
It's not like you don't want to forget what street you live on. You don't want to forget what color car you have.
That's right.
Now, and I'm going to say this, and I hope you all get this. You got to pay attention. Always pay attention. I went to the grocery store the other day, and one of these big grocery stores, get in here because now we're still talking about the 103rd Psalm and the 1 through the 5th verse, because forget not his benefit. I went into the store, went to Kroger's, and I must have been there about an hour, and I came back out. No, I went to Walmart. Excuse me. I went to Walmart, and I forgot where I parked at. And sometimes, you know, if you click your thing on your, it may buzz and may go off and sound your alarm, all that good stuff, just to remember.
All right.
And I said this to myself, and this may help somebody. I fail to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I should, proper attention to where I parked at. That's what I did.
Right.
I feel to pay proper attention where I parked at. I failed my own self.
Yeah.
So to remember is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I want y'all to do that. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to ignore. Because here's the thing. It was raining.
All right.
And I'm out there going row to row trying to find where I parked it.
Yeah, nice.
And then, boom, it dawned on me that I was about one of those racks where you put your buggies at. So when that thought came to me, I went to any one of them rows. And as I got to the one close by, to you, that's where I parked at. You don't want to forget. Don't ignore the benefits that God has bestowed upon us. And that's what I want to talk about today, some of his benefits. We won't cover them all, even though the scripture says, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Just remember some of them. Just remember, it's nothing but 2 Corinthians 5. I'm going to ask Pastor to read it out of the Messenger Bible as well. Any of you feel led to do, we're going to talk about the blessings and not to forget his benefits, his blessings. First of all, we start by saying eternal life is only in Jesus, and all who are in him have this eternal life, and all that are not in him does not have eternal life. So right there is one of the benefits, to know that you have what you have in Jesus Christ. Remember Romans 8:1 says, therefore now is no condemnation. That's a benefit. He don't condemn us. And I want you to know, I don't condemn anybody. And you shouldn't condemn anybody.
Thank you. Amen.
Yeah. We can't afford that. Because we have to act like Christ. So you don't want to forget the good that sometimes I only think about the things the Lord did for me. I forget about the things that haven't been done and I'm not trying. No, I don't even go there. Satan will love for you to think about the negative. I think about the positive. I think about what God did for me. And I ain't trying to treat anybody any different than God done did for me. His mercy endure forever. God got everlasting mercy. That's a benefit. That's a benefit. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. We take that for granted. That's a benefit, man, to be in Christ. Read that out of the Messenger Bible, Pastor. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, read that at the Messenger Bible.
Amen.
That's a benefit.
Amen. Yes, it is. Reading from the Message Bible. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationship with each other. Amen.
Yeah, that's a benefit.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a benefit that we're not in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18.
Yeah.
That's a benefit.
Amen.
Romans 8:2 is a benefit. we're free from the law of sin and death. That's important. You've been bound up. You've been in jail. So the benefit of being in Christ, he gets you out of that situation. That's what Romans 8:2. You may not read it like that, and you may say, oh, yeah, I get it. No, you don't really get it until you start seeing it as a benefit. You still could be locked up. I don't know if any of you guys have been in jail, but it's good to know you got somebody you can call as a friend to help you to get out on bond. That's a benefit. You don't want to forget the benefit. So, hey, I call Roy. He'll come down and get me out on jail. Well, that's what this scripture here is saying. You don't want to forget that. That's one of the benefits. Romans 8:2. Read that, Pastor.
Okay. From the Message Bible, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. And from the Message Bible, a new power is in operation. The Spirit of the life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, bringing you from a fated life of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
He frees you. He freed me from the law of sin and death. That's a curse. That's one of the benefits, man, of being in Christ.
Thank you.
For ye all are the children of God, the faith in Christ Jesus. That's what Galatians 3:26 says. For ye are all the children of God by faith. Well, let me say this to you, because I really want to activate your faith today. I want you to activate your faith in a new way so that you can lay hold on all your blessings, not just financially, but on all your blessings. See, because he's talking about all the benefits, not just what some people, they just want you to see the financial stuff. But let me tell you, I want you to have a breakthrough through the spiritual blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your eternal life. And please understand, God is waiting for you. See, you got to understand, God is not a God of poverty or sickness. And he has not produced poverty-stricken children. That's not who God is. The Bible abound with promises that God will open of heaven and pour out you blessings that you don't have room to receive. So that's how God operates. He give you more than you need, more than enough.
Okay.
Yeah. More than just being satisfied. He showers down blessings on us. He repented. As he dropped them, he making more. But listen here, dear heart. Faith doesn't accomplish anything in your life unless you activate it. You have to become a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Your faith must be alive and active. Supernaturally is where the blessings at. Your blessing will empower you to the promises of God. And I want to tell you something. Whatever going on have nothing to do with your blessing. Let me say that again because somebody going to miss that. Whatever going on has nothing to do with your blessing. I don't care about the economy. Has nothing to do with your blessing.
Right.
Nothing at all to do with your blessing. Well, you know, The economy is bad, so I don't have nothing to do with your blessings. God could call ravens to bring you food. God doesn't depend on the things of this world. What God depends on us is being true to his word. That's
all.
You be true and watch what God does. You be fair and watch what God does. God doesn't. And that's the mindset we got to keep. We got to know that we're to not forget his blessing, not to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I got to go to work today, and so I just didn't have time. No, you don't want to forget. You done made a vow to God. Keep that vow. You better off to keep that vow. I don't care what you got to do to keep it going and then change it up. So I promise you I was going to pray at 1 o'clock. I'm sleeping over. I'm going to pray early or I'm going to pray. The important thing is don't forget.
Yeah.
And don't forget because you got another.
Breaking up that.
Because you're dealing with a God who knows how to give breakthrough. He is the Lord God Almighty. And I'm talking our universe was created by the power of his spoken word. Let me tell you what. God's very character and nature are living in you. Say that again, preacher. I said, because God's word lives in you, God's character and his nature. See, the only one that doesn't receive this, people who don't receive the word of God, people that don't want to believe what the word of God said. But if you believe it, God's nature is living in you. I'm talking about the God that miraculously spoke and that was light and light came. I'm talking about the God that said, let the waters be divided from. I'm talking about the Almighty God himself who rules over heaven and earth.
Yeah.
And nothing is too difficult for him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
See, I want to tell you something, and I don't know who this is for. But God have never stopped blessing you. The matter of the circumstance that people live, as long as they're living in the blessings of the Almighty, they're going to be a breakthrough. And you can experience the breakthrough from him today. I think in terms of you have a victory. The devil have been defeated.
Yeah.
God have already spoke triumphant words in your life, not failure, but you shall succeed. Well, wait a minute. Let me show you one of the blessings that God has given us. Sometimes we overlook. That's Romans 8:37. Read that, Pastor. Romans 8:37. Because I want you to know there's a blessing that we overlook sometimes, and this is one of them right here. See, you got to know what's in you. And blessings and blessings and blessings is all through you. But in Romans 8:37, God put this in you.
Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen, amen.
You can't forget that. Don't forget the benefits. That's one of the benefits. You are more than conquered through him. So as long as you stay in Christ, you're going to be in power. You're going to be endued with power from on high. You got to know that you have the right to act like that because that's a gift. God then gave you that. He transferred that power from Christ to you. Now, I know that's going to just blow somebody's mind, but I'm going to tell you, you are a joint heir. See, you're a joint heir. When a man and his wife or a woman and her husband got an account and they got a joint account, I don't care about how much he put in there. They could have $5,000 and he could have only put $2. If they got a joint account, that sister can go spend all $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
He can go and spend all $5,000. So we're joint heirs with Christ. Whatever he have, we have. That's a blessing, man.
Amen. Amen.
He spoke righteousness. We can speak righteousness. Don't forget the benefit. That's all I'm telling you. The scripture says, don't forget the benefit. Now, if you don't know what the benefits are, then you can go and do some studying, do your research, find out some of the benefits you have. Now, mm-hmm. I can tell you all day long and tell you all kind of benefits. But they're not going to do you any good if you study them for yourself. You got to know that you're a child of God, that you've been born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. You have to know that being washed in the blood of Christ is a benefit. And he's forgiven you of all your sins. And I don't care what that fluke foot say. You have to know that being part of him as a temple or as his bride, that's one of your benefits. Mm-hmm. Being delivered from the power of darkness, translated into God's kingdom, according to Colossians 1:13, that's part of the benefits, man. You're a saint. You're not an ain't, you're a saint. Romans 1:7. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. the Bible says you've been made near to the Heavenly Father through the blood of Christ. And I looked up that word near. It means you've been put in his lap. You've been put in his lap. You were set free. That's one of the benefits, man. Enjoy the benefits. Yes, it's like some of the amenities. You enjoy those things. You go on a resort, you go to a hotel, and you can enjoy the tennis court, the pool, all of this stuff. Those are the benefits. Yeah. You done paid for them, enjoy them. Going on the basketball court. Eating whatever you want to eat. Those are the benefits, man. Enjoy them. They're yours.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
You are free from condemnation. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
The benefits. But don't forget them. Learn them and don't forget them. Okay. We're at that part where if anybody have anything they want to share, press 1, and we'll let you in and let you share them. Anybody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
Don't forget how good. And I want to tell you this, too. Don't allow the enemy to let you forget that God have already took care of your sin. He bared the sin. Now, if you want them, God won't stop you, but he wants you to know that's already been taken care of. That was one of the benefits of being in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's one of the benefits of being in Christ. But don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your circumstances let you forget what he done for you. Anyone,
amen.
Just press. Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Hop is reading Psalms 103 from the Amplified Bible. And it was saying, I'll just read it, verses 1 through 5. It said, bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me. Bless his holy name. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation, good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, soaring. Amen. And I just thought with the adjectives, it just was just add so much deeper revelation to this scripture. Amen.
Yeah. Well, you got to tell your mind. See, your soul is your mind. So you got to tell your mind. Your spirit man have to tell your mind, bless God. Don't forget it. You know, you got to almost be talking to yourself like Ephesians 5:1. It's okay to speak hymns unto yourself. It's okay to speak. And it's a, you know what? Hey, self, pay attention. Bless the Lord. My soul, that's your mind.
Yeah.
And then everything within me, bless his holy name. And do not forget all of the benefits he done. He forgave us of sin. He healed all our diseases. Don't forget this stuff. Don't forget he redeemed from the curse of the law, from all destruction. Now, if you want to walk around here and forget that, that's on you. But I'm not forgetting what he did for me. And I don't care who I get around. Don't matter if I get around the school, I want them to know Christ died for me. My sin been forgiven. And I don't care what I come to the conclusion or whatever they come to, they need to know. I need to speak that into the atmosphere.
Amen. New in Christ. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anybody?